We will now move to John Torello with IBM.
John, not able to hear you. There's a problem with the phone somewhere.
We will now move to Scott Hoyle with Jeskel.
Yeah, I have some general high-level questions related to another question a gentleman asked about. Let's say you have a customer that has 3 or 5 TSM servers, and he's got 800 clients out there, a mix of Windows and AIX. One of the problems that they claim they're having, and the reason they're looking at data dedupe, is the amount of time it takes to back up those clients across the network. And what the one gentleman said is, in the planned TSM solution, there's not going to be any dedupe done between TSM servers. So does that mean that in order to get the maximum benefit on space utilization out of this, that they would basically need, the customer would need to consolidate from 5 TSM servers down to 1 or 2 in order to dedupe all the data?
Well, yeah, I mean, the simple answer would be yes, but I think there's several other, I mean, you really have mentioned two different points, I think. One is that, you know, customers would like to send less data over the network, and the deduplication solution that's planned for 6.1 will not reduce the amount of data sent over the network. But I would hasten to point out, and you should make sure your customer is aware, that by its very nature, TSM sends a lot less data over the network because of progressive incremental. So just to, right off the bat.
Right. Now, I understand that. I understand that point that was made. Now, here's the real challenge, though. How do we quantify that, you know, with a client that's running 5 TSM servers? How do we quantify for them, hey, you're doing incrementals. So you're doing 50% less redundant backup data, where if you were using Legato or someone else's tool that maybe doesn't have the incremental forever methodology, I mean, do we have any quantitative information that tells them how much of that data is not already duplicate data?
Well, I mean, in terms of comparing the different methodologies, there was a study, it's getting kind of old now, quite a few years ago, maybe, I don't know, 5 years ago, I'm just guessing, that compares, you know, where a study was done by an independent group comparing, I think, progressive incremental versus full plus differential and full plus incremental, showing the reduction in storage capacity and, you know, amount of data that had to be sent over the network and so on. So that, you know, that data does exist, you know, and you know, it's showing that there is much less data sent over the next network and much less storage capacity required for TSM as compared to conventional backup methods.
Okay, that's very helpful. One more question related to this client compression that you suggested that clients look at. I don't know whether my customer's using that or not, so certainly I will ask them, but what's involved with turning client compression on within TSM? Is that a parameter? Do we have to push out some code to the clients?
No, that's available on the clients today. It's a matter of setting an option.
So
that could be put in the client option file. I believe it can also be set in the client option set, so it could be let's say, done centrally at the TSM server and pushed out to the clients, you know, without having to go to each client and change their option file, for example.
Okay.
And it can be controlled, I believe, as I recall, it can be controlled. There's some granularity, so it can be, you know, some files get compressed and done, some don't, and that sort of thing. So look in the, there's one of the publications is, you know, backup archive clients, whatever, and in there it talks about the compression options.
Is the same true about the subfile backup? Is that just an option you set?
Right, that's for Windows only. It is an option that gets set. In that case, it has to be set both on the client and the server. Of course, setting it on the server is just, you know, takes 1 or 2 minutes to do. It's just 1 or 2 commands.
Okay.
But on the client, then it has to be set on each client that's going to use it, and there has to be space set up for it's called a database, but it's really just kind of a repository of data that's already been already been backed up. So there's a little bit more to it.
Do most of the large clients, you know, that are working with TSM every day already know about these things and already have them turned on, or are you amazed that there's a lot of people that don't?
I don't think very – I mean, I work quite a bit with kind of the high-end customers, you know, some of the more experienced TSM customers. Very few of them use subfile backup, and for reasons that I don't exactly know, they just have chosen not to use it. I don't really know, you know, the reason for that. But it was originally intended largely for, you know, the mobile market where people might be on a laptop, they're sending data, let's say, over a phone line with limited bandwidth, and so being able to reduce the amount of data sent, you know, was very attractive. And of course now with larger pipes and that sort of thing, maybe that's less important, but it does represent savings in terms of the amount of disk storage that's used. And then as far as client compression, I don't really have a sense for how many customers use client-side compression. That's just software compression where the client actually compresses the data before it gets sent. And I don't have a good sense for how many customers actually use that, but I think most are aware of it.
Okay, thank you. And I have one more. I know they may be stupid questions, but the other solution is if they're sending a lot of data over the network, the LAN, then LAN free is another way to offset that, but they have to buy the LAN free client. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Excellent.
I just wanted to jump in with your original question, and Greg Tevis, one of our other designers, said that he might recommend something like a VTL for enterprise-wide dedupe. That might be a good scenario for the original question. And then we also do have a comparison of progressive versus full incremental differential. We have a that we use sometimes in our briefing. So if you send me an email, once again, Tricia@us.ibm.com, I can send you that information across.
Right, that was the one I was referencing. I think it's from Progressive Strategies or something like that, and I'm sure you've got a copy of that somewhere or can get one, Tricia. Unless there's two different ones.
Yeah, we can compare that offline, I'm sure.
Is my voice still there? Because I have another question.
Yep.
You know, I was reading about the different products that are out there on the market now, and the majority of them are target-based dedupe. You know, it looks like there's two companies that do source today. And that obviously would help reduce the network bandwidth and potentially the customer's backup window. Of the two that are out there, it looks like Avamar and Symantec offer that. Are there other companies that are close to providing source?
Well, I think Asigra provides source today, those are the only ones I'm aware of. There may be others. What I would suggest is take a look at the positioning papers that will be out shortly that do compare and contrast the different vendors and the approaches that they use.
Okay.
There are also a lot of papers on deduplication. If you just look, there's a lot of people that have written various papers, on comparing and contrasting the methods. And they'll give you at least a real high-level look. Now, you won't get underneath and understand the details, about how they get to the ratios that they quote and that sort of thing, but at least kind of be able to break things up and understand the different approaches and who's using what.
Okay, and then, those papers, as you guys are working on them, the sooner the better, because we've got some customers that are asking for this, and I think it's partially that some of the vendors that have a solution today are obviously pushing quickly to make this viable, something happen quickly.
Yeah, the goal was to have those ready by today. And
oh,
I don't think they're quite ready, but I think we're talking about, a couple days or within a week for sure.
All right, one more question. In lieu of actually having it in TSM, the network appliance solution, IBM OEMs that some of that technology. Is IBM have access to that technology now so we can sell at least an interim solution that's more of a NAS device, an appliance that that they could use in the short term? Do we have a product that we can offer today to do that
I'm not sure whether the N series includes deduplication. It hadn't as of some months ago, but I'd rather not comment on another product and perhaps give incorrect information.
It does have it, and I just did a call with NetApp on that, and so if, once again, I sent that out in an alert, but if you don't have that link to that call, you can send me an email and I can send you an email.
But Tricia, are you talking about NetApp or N series?
The NetApp, and as I understood, it was also in the N-Series.
Okay, because N-Series was lagging behind, so that's the point I wanted to make sure that, you know, if we're talking N-Series, that really is available today.
We can double-check on that.
Yeah, okay.
And is that complementary? Do you think that's a complementary solution in the short term?
Well, I think TSM could use that solution. In other words, so one could set up, say, an N-Series, assuming it supports it, or a NetApp as a storage device that gets used for TSM disk storage, and data could be stored into that. I don't know how effective it will be in terms of deduplicating TSM storage. One of the things I understand about the NetApp solution is it's fixed blocks, and so that may reduce its effectiveness. Also, TSM does, insert control data within files. So by the time you do that, and given the fixed blocks, I don't know how much disk space savings there actually will be.
And I did verify that the N-Series does have it.
Yeah. So, I have seen some preliminary data from NetApp with TSM, and it wasn't a great deal of space savings, but there would be some.
Right, it's really,
and again, I hasten to add that, any numbers, are so dependent on the data that gets used and that sort of thing. So maybe they were, maybe the data they had, did not deduplicate very effectively.
I understand. Okay. Thank you.
Beth.
Some of the comparisons that they saw were about 20-1 with data domain and 15-1 with HDS.
We will now go to Robert Scholes with IBM.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, is this Robert in Vienna?
Yeah, hello, yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
Hi there, Robert.
I have one question about does TSM deduplication work only for primary storage pools or also for copy storage pools? Because deduplication between primary and copy storage pool would destroy the reason for the copy storage pool.
Exactly. That's maybe even a better example than the one I gave. So it would work for a sequential access disk copy storage pool, but the scope of data deduplication would only be within that pool. So if the data were stored in the primary and it were stored in the copy pool, and both are sequential disk, you would still end up with two copies of the data.
Okay, this, in other words, means there is no TSM deduplication between two primary sequential storage pools.
That's correct. There's no deduplication between different storage pools of any kind.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, that's the design point. That could change, but there is reason for that, and I think you've given a very good reason.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
And we will move now to John Torella with IBM.
Hello, hope you can hear me this time.
Uh-huh.
Good presentation. Now, a couple of questions. The first question is, when do we expect to have this code available even in ESP? And this could be perhaps taken offline.
Somebody asked that before, and I didn't have a definitive answer, but I said I expect it would be next year, perhaps in the middle of the year, but I don't have a specific schedule for that.
Okay, middle of the year. And then the question was already asked before on the expected deduplication factors, because we're testing some deduplication appliances in our environment, four vendors, and we get anything between 20-1, 15-1, and 3-1 in deduplication factors. This brings up another question. These vendors mentioned that they had asked IBM to open up with TSM the way it encodes its data stream, and that TSM is not publishing the way it, or typically it's not documenting the way the output data stream is made up. So they have to kind of reverse engineer the TSM data stream and can't be duplicated with, let's say, competitive appliances, VTLs or client series with ACES appliances. They do not know, they can't interpret the data stream, so they don't get good deduplication factors. So would IBM be working with other vendors to enable external appliances to deduplicate in an optical manner?
Okay, so I didn't catch everything you said. You're still breaking up a bit, but I think the main point was that TSM does not publish its, externally publish its data format so that it could be used by appliance vendors to achieve optimum deduplication. And that is a true statement. At this point, we don't have any specific plans to work with external vendors. Should we do that, I would expect that we would work with an IBM first. So, IBM, OEM, VTLs, and that sort of thing, M-series perhaps would be the first point we would start. But at this point, we don't have any plans to engage with, other vendors to help them optimize their solution. We're busy working on the TSM solution. And
right.
That could change, but that's the way it stands right now.
And the second or original question was any expected data deduplication rates in comparison to other vendors? Because it is extremely variable what you get. We're testing for.
Yes, highly variable. And
with the same data, obviously.
Well, one of the reasons for variability is different data. So I know you've been doing some studies along that line. I have not seen the data. It would be interesting to see what you have. We did some early, very, very early data deduplications, but it's just so early and the implementation has changed so much, I don't think it's very meaningful. I don't think that a lot of the numbers that are cited are realistic, and I expect that, in a more realistic environment, the ratios will be much lower than what customers often see printed in publications. What kind of numbers? I think I heard you say numbers, but I couldn't understand. Phone was
So I was mentioning anything between sort of 25 to 1 and 3 to 1 with exactly the same data. The same data set is sent.
Oh, really? So let me just repeat that, make sure I understood it. You said 20 or 25 to 1 down to maybe 3 to 1 for the same data.
Yes.
Okay.
Range is 25, 15, 5, and 3.
That's a big range. Yeah, and it's exactly the same data, huh?
Exactly the same data. So I was wondering if anything I expected, any kind of a sort of benchmark data in CSM.
No, but I think it would be very interesting when we are far enough along to, if you would be interested in doing testing, using the same benchmark and exactly the same data to maybe give us some idea of how TSM does compare with some of these others. It would be interesting to see that.
Yeah.
So that might be something that we take offline for the future.
Okay.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Craig Preveza with IBM.
Hi. Thank you very much. I appreciate the presentation. I just wanted to try to get an understanding of the competitive outlook. I mean, it sounds like, Data Domain certainly has a lot of buzz around those guys. EMC made an acquisition fairly recently. My perception is that having this functionality in TSM, in your backup solution, makes a lot of sense, even if it doesn't have, the full capabilities of, say, a Data Domain. If it has 80 or 90% of the capabilities, having it as part of your backup inherently helps you out in other areas. And just want to kind of validate that perception and get any kind of color around it that you might be able to provide.
That's an interesting question. I think there are some advantages. That said, I'm not really trying to push the TSM solution. I want to have happy, TSM customers, and if they use no deduplication, or they use deduplication in TSM, or they use deduplication in some kind of appliance, that's okay, and maybe it's, there's not one solution that's best for all. So that said, we actually looked very closely at an implementation for native deduplication in TSM that would be very much like an appliance. In other words, you know, there would be a piece that would, you know, that would be sold with TSM, that, but would not be as tightly coupled with TSM as our, you know, as our current design is. And so it'd be a lot more like a BTL. The data just gets handed off and then it deduplicates. And we saw some real challenges with doing that. And that's, you know, perhaps some of the other vendors have solved some of those problems. Let me just give you an idea of some of the things that we saw. You know, one is you've now got two completely different indexes. You know, you've got the TSM database that stores data, you know, or metadata about files, and then you've got a separate appliance or separate, you know, even if it's TSM, it's still a separate index that stores the data separately. What if the two of them get out of sync? You know, you don't have transactional consistency. You know, what is the recovery scenario that you have if you have to recover data to TSM and then you've got, you know, your appliance, which maybe has to be recovered, and how do you get to a consistent point in time? You know, so we wrestled with some of those issues, and we didn't really find good answers to them. And I don't know whether the VTL vendors or storage appliance vendors have got answers to them either. They may just be, you know, pushing their product without having really thought through all those questions. I don't know that. It's a question. Another thing that we saw that had us concerned about that approach was that we found that there are kind of two different forms of reclamation that may be involved. One is the reclamation that's performed today, and that occurs as files get deleted, say, you know, due to expiration or retention, whatever, and that opens up, you know, vacancies within a volume, and reclamation runs to try to, you know, to consolidate and recover that space. But in a VTL-like solution or any kind of a solution that's external from TSM, there's a separate kind of space recovery that has to take place because duplicate data is identified, and now the space occupied by that duplicate data has to be recovered. And so you've got two different things going on to recover space, and the implementations we looked at, those two could actually work against each other. In other words, you know, we thought there were some pretty significant problems to solve where, for example, let's suppose you have a VTL and it moves data around to consolidate space, and that changes TSM's view of where the data is. Well, that may mean that TSM has to update, you know, its references showing the location. Now, I would certainly hope that doesn't happen with a VTL because it's supposed to virtualize everything. But it's something that would be handled by the VTL. By the same token, let's suppose TSM performs reclamation because files have been deleted during expiration. It is now going to move data to new volumes, and the question would be, does the VTL then see that as new data and try to deduplicate all the data again? So it's scanning and it's doing all the same work that it's already done before because it doesn't realize that TSM just moved data to a different location. So those are some things that we were dealing with, and we thought, gee, a tighter coupling between TSM and the deduplication made sense, and that's why we went that way. We also felt that by putting deduplication in the TSM server, that opened up some possibilities for additional extensions in the future. For example, by deduplication. You know, the TSM server knows what's happening in its storage pools. It knows the client, and the two of them can work more cooperatively, do a deduplication operation. So just a few thoughts. I'm not pointing the finger or saying that any given VTL solution is going to have problems, but if they haven't considered these and worked around them, it's possible that they're going to have some challenges there.
Okay. I just kind of thinking from a competitive standpoint, you know, we're out there trying to unhook NetBackup or Legato, you know, creating some uncertainty around the issues that you just outlined would be helpful, right? And you know, creating some uncertainty as to whether or not and I don't know at this point exactly what Avamar does, but you know, I've seen Data Domain out there, but quite a bit. That's a pretty significant investment, and And if that, if we can create some uncertainty that that particular solution is going to be, you know, obsolete because the functionality can be in your a more efficient and effective backup solution, then you know, I think we kind of have something there to really put some pressure on our competitors. I'd like to validate that. That's my sense of what we have here, but you know, could use some help validating it. It sounds like it's on a case by case basis, right?
Well, I mean, I've shared with you some of the insight from a TSM development standpoint, but I certainly have not gone out and worked with all the competitive products to understand how effectively they work, whether they address some of these issues, and so on. We do have the collateral coming out that I mentioned, but I don't know how deeply it gets into some of those things. I think it's questions, you know, that you can put to your customer, and they can talk to their vendor and see if they get satisfactory answers. You know, starting with, you know, what is the recovery scenario? If I lose my, you know, if I lose my primary site or, you know, whatever it may be, and, you know, I lose the index in the VTL, you know, how do I do a recovery so that I get TSM back to a consistent point in time and the VTL is back to the same consistent point in time? I mean, I know that's one of the reasons why we went to the tightly integrated solution within TSM, and, you know, does another solution have an answer to that? I mean, I don't know.
And we do have a follow-up question from Bill Bates.
Hey, Dave, I already asked Tricia this on the same time, but I was just asking what the ramifications may be if a current TSM customer implemented a software dedupe solution, and then a year or so we wanted to go with TSM's dedupe. Was there a major, you know, rip and replace, or was it going to be fairly simple? And she explained it'd be fairly simple from her perspective.
Well, I guess I would have said it was pretty major, but you know, but it really the devil's in the details, right? I mean, if you've got, in other words, to take data that's already in another solution and have it deduplicated via TSM, I mean, one way to do that would be to copy it all into a TSM, you know, a deduplicating TSM storage pool. So, I mean, that can be done, but to actually take all of the index information about that deduplicated data and somehow get that into TSM, that's just not going to happen. I mean, the two are two completely different solutions. Is that making sense? I mean,
a phased approach, almost like replacing a backup vendor.
Right, and that could be done. I mean, if you call that major or call it minor, but that's basically what it would be. So I could see somebody's using, you know, vendor product XYZ up until a certain point in time. Then they begin phasing in TSM. Maybe they try it. They see how they compare and which is more effective and what the pros and cons are. At this point, the intent is that there not be an additional charge for deduplication in TSM. So, you know, it doesn't really hurt, you know, to try that. And they can do that. And if they like that, then new data starts getting deduplicated by TSM. And then, if desired, the old data could be moved into TSM, into the TSM storage pool also, and it could be deduplicated. So, I mean, it is a, that's why I'm saying it's somewhat involved. I mean, it's not just flip a switch and it happens, you know, magically, but certainly there could be a planned approach where it would be possible to phase from one to the other.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
And we have no further questions.
Okay, I was about to say we've been going on for about 2 hours now. Time to take a break. So if no further questions, that sounds good. Thank you very much for everybody's participation.
This does conclude today's audio conference. Thank you for your participation, and have a wonderful day.